Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When we last interviewed our next guest, about a year and a half ago, he was predicting that oil prices were bottoming and about to move higher. And he was right. The price moved from $38 a barrel up into the 50s. What does he think about the energy markets now? Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst with Income Growth Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Tyson, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Feel still pretty good about the energy markets?
I think that actually we're in a very interesting period, and I think that the whole world order of oil prices has changed. I think oil is going to probably stay around this 50 level. This is very interesting because for most of our lives, OPEC controlled the price of oil through a cartel, and effectively U.S. fracking technology helped us become a low-cost producer and ruin that cartel. That's what caused oil prices to drop from 107 in 14 down to 26 in February of 16, and that was why I was bullish on oil. But now we're back up around 50. But it will not go back because the U.S. is able to produce oil, a lot of oil, now in the $40, $50, and $60 level. And so it's an issue of supply and demand. It has changed. And that's great for the United States.
Okay, and so now we have a nice large supply. What's the demand side of the equation look like?
The demand side is a little bit more nebulous. Historically, demand for hydrocarbons has grown with population at about a steady 1% to 2%. What we're starting to see is that there increasingly is a concern, and right now it's a rounding error, that some newer green technologies are starting to enter the mix, such as electric cars. But by the time that really starts to kick in, if it continues to grow, it'll be 2025 where it starts to pull away potential demand for gasoline for cars. There are lithium shortages, and so more likely we will have hybrid cars, and still we've got China, India, and global demand. So that's going to hurt a little.
Now, what is your favorite way to invest into the energy market?
My favorite way to invest in energy stocks is through master limited partnerships. That's a mouthful, but these are tax-exempt utilities that trade on the New York Stock Exchange, companies like Enterprise Products. But what's fascinating about them is they have high yields, and those yields grow with U.S. production. Infrastructure companies collect fees for transporting and processing oil and natural gas, and that business is going to continue to grow. And what we have seen historically is that MLPs, since the turn of the century, have returned in the 12 to 15% range, far exceeding all other asset classes. And that's because not only do they have high yields, it's because the distribution grows. Hedge yourself against a rising interest rate environment.
Well, since you mentioned interest rates, they have risen. They have risen stubbornly, though. Do you see that stubborn trend continue, or are you looking for significantly higher interest rates anytime soon?
The Federal Reserve has started saying, you know, this cheap money situation cannot continue. They have started tightening, raising interest rates, but they also have $4.3 trillion in bonds and mortgages on their balance sheet, which is extraordinary. They have to unwind that or effectively sell that. And the smartest bond manager in the United States, in my opinion, is Jeffrey Gundlach of Double Line. And his opinion is interest rates will go back, I'm talking 10, 30 years, up to 6% over the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years. That would be normal. 30-year interest rates in 2000 were at 6%. When I was in college in 1981, mortgages were at 17%. Money markets were at 19%. We have a title change here. Interest rates are going to go higher. Ultra-low interest rates actually hurt savers. If you're an 80-year-old and you can't get any interest in the bank, you're forced into a bunch of investment products with high yields, and they could blow up. I think for retired people, MLPs are the way to go.
Well, Tyson, thank you so much for your time today and your insight.
Thank you, Mike.
Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst with Income Growth Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on podcasts. There we are. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.